Many Czechs were saddened to learn on Wednesday that František Fajtl, one of the country's most respected and famous World War II-era fighter pilots, has died in Prague at the age of 94. For many, Mr. Fajtl was a hero, and not only for his feats in battle, but also for his work as a writer, his memoirs often naming Czech airmen who might otherwise have been forgotten. Jan Wellinger has the details on the pilot's life.
General František Fajtl, a man of irrepressible charm, instantly recognizable for his trademark goatee, was without question one of the most respected Czech World War II pilots. Like many of his compatriots, Mr. Fajtl fled Bohemia, occupied by the Nazis, making his way to Poland and later to the West. But his aim was never to give up. Eventually he would fight on many different fronts, over England, France, and Russia. He even took part in the liberation of Slovakia, and he was only the second foreign national to command an RAF fighter squadron. Earlier I spoke with military historian Jiří Rajlich, who told me more about František Fajtl, fighter pilot.
It really was an honor that he was chosen to lead a squadron in the RAF. I think that it meant a lot. As an officer, František Fajtl was careful. All officers, by definition, have to be. But he was, of course, a fighter. He experienced many battles and was hit. When he was downed in France, he showed incredible determination and ingenuity, managing to escape from behind enemy lines. Eventually, he made his way through the Pyrenees, then to Gibraltar, and eventually back to England. He never smoked, drank little, and was in excellent shape. Even so, his escape was a remarkable feat.
In the Battle of Britain, Fajtl shot down the first two of an eventual four enemy planes, and after the war returned to Czechoslovakia, along with many fellow countrymen, as heroes. But the euphoria didn't last. Soon, Czechoslovakia descended into one of the darkest periods in its history, the country's emerging communist regime paradoxically persecuting former airmen and condemning many of them to hard labor in labor camps. There, perhaps even more than in battle, it took courage to survive. Historian Jiří Rajlich once again.
He didn't look back that badly on the war, but what he was most bitter about was the Mirov labor camp. When they brought him there in 1949, he could see prisoners looking out of the windows. These prisoners were former SS officers. Suddenly, he was jailed together with the very people he had fought against. This was the bitterest betrayal, one he considered below the belt.
Fajtl spent over a year in the camp and was partially rehabilitated in 1964. But for full rehabilitation, he waited until after the fall of communism in 1989. It was then that he received the honorary rank of general. It was also then, when all former Czech airmen were recognized for their valor, that Mr. Fajtl put on his uniform once more. In 2003, he received the Czech Republic's highest honor, the Order of the White Lion. František Fajtl will be missed. General Stanislav Hlučka was a fellow pilot who served under his command.
He called me Tiny, and he saw me as a born fighter, an acrobat, and we had good ties. We saw a lot of each other, even here. We airmen meet on the first Wednesday of every month, and he would come too, along with his wife, who was always very supportive. As for our time in the war, there were lighter moments too, playing football, grabbing beers, but then it was back to duty. At 5 in the morning, it was back in line and you had to be ready. But it was okay, because we knew why we were fighting.
That report by Jan Wellinger.